Today's episode of Young and Happy is brought to you by Denny's, and we have a special guest today, Young and Happy. He's co-hosting for me, guest hosting, since Ron just took like a random vacation in the middle of what I consider to be our most important season, the summer. PFT commenter.
What's up? I'm not young and happy. I'm the opposite. I'm old and kind of a dick.
That's
just like I'm mad at life.
What's going on right now that you're mad at?
Old and grizzled. Right now...
Is it because you thought there was no deal at Denny's?
Yeah, I'm mad about that and because my liver's apparently killing me. But we'll get to that later. But yeah, let's talk about Denny's. I'm a big Moons Over Miami guy. That's a good sandwich. Well,
I have good news for you. Because at Denny's, and I'm just going to speak as a representative of Denny's here, we love to feed the people. Our founder, Harold Butler, was driven by a passion for feeding people. And 60 years later, we're more committed than ever to upholding that. Denny's has always been a place where America can come and get their favorite breakfast, lunch, and dinner dishes, serving our guests whatever they want. Our guests, PFT comments, or you can be involved in this too, a little inclusive language for you. We're basically Denny's for this next 30 to 60 seconds. Now, with Denny's On Demand, we've taken that same always open philosophy that is synonymous with our restaurants and applied it to online ordering, bringing access to our craveable diner fare.
You know what? I like that a lot because my biggest problem when I would go to Denny's would be falling asleep at the table before my food got there because I'd always go there like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Not because it took too long, right?
Not because it took too long, just because I was...
You had too many Miller Lights.
No, I was just very tired, just real tired from a long night out drinking.
Right.
So I like this because now you can order before you even get there.
That's smart. So that how fast it already is, it just expedites.
Super fast.
Do you ever worry that the food will be ready before you get there?
I'm a little bit concerned about that, but that's okay because they serve their food piping hot.
Well, speaking of piping hot, thanks to our new piping hot platform, guests have a quick way and easy way to place a mobile or online order for takeout delivery with their favorite menu items. It's kind of what we're talking about here. With Denny's On Demand new, capital new, online ordering, your diner favorites are at your fingertips.
That's exactly where I want my diner favorites to be.
I can't
imagine. No better place on earth.
There's no other place you really want them to be. Maybe your mouth?
Ooh, that next step, just an app that puts food directly into your mouth. That's as Americans, that's what we need. Like, I'm sick of this whole, like, having to drive somewhere problem.
Right.
And then, like, use a fork and a knife issue.
Right.
Just like... make an app that sends like a young, you know what? Have it kill a couple birds with one stone. Make an app that sends a dog, a cute dog, to my house with food that it just baby birds into my mouth. Puppies and food.
I was wondering what the other stone was. The puppies. You just want to throw in
just
puppies
just for
the
cuteness.
Mix.
Yeah.
Fans can use Denny's On Demand to order from our everyday menu or the new Fresh Pick Flavors limited time menu. You're going to like this because I know you're on a ketogenic diet, featuring dishes such as the new chopped kale or grilled chicken salad.
Mm, yep.
You can have both those.
I can have all of that.
Welcome, Young and Happy.
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from the wow way, BB.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I'll be living for the moment.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'm going to win, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
Okay, Young and Happy with PFT Commenter. We have a lot of different topics today. Are you a music guy?
Yeah, I'm a music guy.
You strike me kind of like maybe like a little chin music guy.
Yeah, I've taken some chin music. I play the bass.
Slap the bass big time.
I try to play the drums. I can play a little bit of guitar, but I'm more of a bass guy.
Who's your favorite band?
My favorite band of all time? I mean, that's a trick. That's a really tough question to answer. I'm going to go with... It's going to sound really lame to say, but I think I have to go with Rolling Stones just because, like, I can listen to any of their albums front to end.
I watched the documentary. First of all, I thought you could say Band of Brothers. Second of all, I thought that I didn't know anything about the Rolling Stones at all other than, like, hearing their music in passing, and I watched a documentary about them. Pretty badass.
Really badass, yeah. Keith Richards, I think he snorted a line of coke mixed with his father's ashes at one point. And they used to just bring, like, a barrel of whiskey with them on tour, like a full Jack Daniels barrel every tour that they went on.
Isn't he, like, probably, like, the most healthy out of all of them right now?
I don't know if I'd say healthy. I would say that, like, it's...
He's alive.
He's probably, yeah, the most lucky person to be alive in the world. Because I think he gets blood transfusions every 6 months or something like that.
Are you serious?
He's basically a vampire. Yeah, he gets younger person's blood injected into his body. That's how you know he's a rock and roll star.
He's like a MILF.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a young chick that's getting injected into him.
Younger person's.
Then, you can fuck him.
Getting injected into a body. Okay. So in today's headlines, we're going to start with a segment we always do here. It's the media takeout headline that probably might not be true, but it's good for the show. Today's headline is this. Michael Jackson's daughter wears extremely short shorts with her butt hanging out at the back. Luckily, she doesn't have a butt. That's a real headline for media takeout.
That's a great headline. Was that headline written by Ralph Wiggum? That reminded me of the in The Simpsons where he's like, I saw the teachers making babies, and then one of the babies looked at me, and I saw the baby.
Skinner were in the closet making babies, and I saw one of the babies, and the baby looked at me.
That's a great headline. The butt was hanging out of the back of the shorts,
but
she doesn't have a butt.
There's a big butt here, but there's no butt.
So the headline kind of fact checks the previous part of the headline.
It's like if a tree falls in the woods, doesn't make me to take out.
That's great. Yeah. No. Originally, you'd have to go to two different websites, one to see the original take and then one to see the fact check of it. But if you don't even have to click on the link to get that story fact checked.
That's what you call a headline.
That's great. Did you see the picture?
Yeah, I did see the picture.
What does Michael Jackson's daughter's butt look – what does she look like in general?
She's light-skinned.
You think?
And why was that a you think?
I'm just saying.
But his genetics would be completely
I'm a Michael Jackson truther.
What do you mean by that? I don't know that.
I actually don't know what I mean by it either. But like you could have told me anything.
It's always good to be a truther. Truther is getting a really bad spin right now. Being a truther and being someone that wants the truth. Here we go. We got the producer Ben's pulled out the pics. Can you go scroll down to the one with the butt in it? She's got the front pics.
Her butt's not really hanging out that much.
She just has a crease.
Yeah.
Okay, she has a butt crease. That should have been the
headline. Whose mom's is that? Who's her mom?
We don't know.
Yeah.
No. Come on. It was media takeout.
Yeah. I mean, just imagining that anything that swam out of Michael Jackson's penis isn't going to have a butt. That's how strong his genetics are.
Debbie Rowe?
Black or white. Not that it matters. It's okay.
Yeah, actually, that's what Michael Jackson would tell you. It don't matter. You can be my baby if you're black or white.
It obviously did matter to him, black or white.
Yeah, that was just him saying, I'd like to date white women, so I'm going to write a song so that you guys can't, no one can get mad at me.
Black shit. I watched the All Eyes on Me last night, the Tupac movie,
mm-hmm.
And they were black shaming him about him not loving women. He's like, yo, I love the darker the berry, sweeter the fruit. There's mm-hmm. a Tupac quote.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was Shakespeare before, but it was definitely Tupac at some point.
I said that the other day. I think I was shopping for avocados.
And
a lady in the supermarket was like,
black?
No, she was like, how do you know which one's riper? And I said, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. And then she like looked at me like I was a psycho.
It was because you were making a sex comment.
Because I was, yeah. I was talking about fucking.
Also in the news, Justin Bieber just got a new tattoo on his leg. Then the tattoo says, better at 70. And my question to you, PFT, does this mean Justin Bieber's anti-69?
That's where I was going to go with that. I also think it's just a weird thing to put on your leg. Who gets leg tattoos? No offense, Ben.
Producer Ben yeah, has a couple. Actually, he has a naked woman on his leg.
Oh, that's hot. Well, Hank also has a leg tattoo. What's up with producers at this company getting leg tattoos?
What is it? What do you think, Producer Ben? What do you think? What do you, other than the leg tattoo, what do you, Producer Hank, and Justin Bieber have in common?
That I did it first.
Okay.
That's not. I mean, so you're trendsetter. The question there, but I think leg tattoos have been in for a while. I think the message of the tattoo, better at 70. I don't know if you're sure.
Better at 70. Is that like his IQ?
It could be his IQ. Could be like temperature.
Yeah, he is going pretty cold.
Wow,
ice cold. Not a fan of Bieber, by the way.
Speaking of ice,
not that on record.
Ice Cube is in the news right now because his 3-on-3 basketball league, which I guess he's the owner of it or he's running it. Has the arena the night of the Mayweather-McGregor fight. So basically, they double-booked the arena that night, and he had it first. He had dibs. So what do you got on that?
I think they should just play the game at the same time as the fight. Like, just have it both ways. Because you're already combining two sports, right? Why not add a third?
That's a fact. That one took me a while to understand, but that's a fact.
Yeah.
But do you think they should be in the same, like, should the court be in the, should the ring be in the court?
Yeah, the ring should be like the center court circle.
Because if it's 3-on-3, they're not playing full court.
No, here's what you go. Yeah, it's half court, and so the key around the basket,
right?
That's the ring. So 3 seconds, you say 3 seconds in the lane, you get knocked the fuck out. You're open, you're fair game for a haymaker.
Fair. Lil Yachty in the news. Never been drunk. This is
wait. I knew that when you asked me to come on the show that you would be talking about like all these young, cool, like teen stuff.
Right.
I think you're just making up names now.
Lil Yachty, famously Lil Yachty, known as King of Teens, literally known as King of Teens.
Young boy, I'm the king of the teens.
Name 3 of his albums.
I don't think he has 3 yet, so that's good for me.
His first album just came out.
Oh, good. Okay, let's continue talking about him.
So he's never been drunk. He's in Rolling Stone, and his quote is this:
"Man card.
Hi, I'm Joe Buck. Hand over your man card.
I've never been drunk. I took a shot years ago. It burned in my throat. I've never had a beer. It smells disgusting." He's 19.
Yeah.
So was he just basically bragging himself for being a lawful citizen?
Yeah, just you needed a participation trophy for following the law.
Of America?
Yeah. But still, like, you're 19 years old. Well, when did his album come out? Was it recent?
Very recent.
It came out like a month ago, and it's titled Teenage Emotions.
Oh, my God. And he's a rapper?
Yeah.
Jesus. I feel like Tupac would shoot him if Tupac were still around.
Yeah, actually, so Tupac was shooting, and Lil Yachty was taking a shot. He took one shot and
took
it burned
one
his throat.
Shot in his throat. Yeah, I wish it was a 45 caliber bullet instead of 45 proof shot of bullet. Nailed it.
Nailed that one.
This is his album cover.
Here we go. What we got? Album cover looks
Lil Yachty. Yeah, of course.
It's diverse. It's
who
diverse.
Could,
it's incorporating
forget.
Everyone. You got an albino guy.
It looks like a McDonald's ad. Those are the most diverse places on earth, by the way.
Nike ads?
McDonald's commercials. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm loving it. I was walking in Times Square and I saw the new Nike campaigns. It just says equality.
Dude, try to talk shit about that campaign. You can't.
Yeah, I can.
No. Try it. I'm
so
okay,
equality.
I'm the Nike
so
executive.
So you're, okay, sir, are you trying to say that your shoes are equal to Shaq's at Walmart?
No,
that's equal.
No, I'm trying to say that you're a bigot if you think that they aren't. So we're not even having this conversation because I don't talk to bigots.
Too late.
I haven't heard you.
That was a burn.
I haven't heard you.
I think I won that one. Lords, you know Lord.
I know the Lord.
Jesus Christ and our Savior?
Yes.
Okay, well, there's a woman who loves the Lord so much that she added an E to his name and made herself a musician. Because of the talent that she got from our Lord and
Christ.
Lord and Christ and Savior.
Yep. Do they believe in Jesus in New Zealand? I feel like that's still a society that builds like rock statues and prays to them on equinoxes and shit.
Well, yeah. Well, in America, we're about to build a rock statue 2020. Her new album, Melodrama, is it's getting really good reviews. I haven't listened to it yet. Have you listened to it?
Of course.
Okay, cool. So, thoughts?
Big fan. It's intimate.
You know, it's funny you say that. The headline here is the buzzwords around it. It's a very intimate album.
Of course, because my understanding is that Lord's songs all sound like this. Like, insert the little electronic beat, and then she's like, it sounds like you're listening to Lord have sex. So, of course, every song that she makes is going to be intimate.
It's intimate, like your relationship with
Jesus Christ, our Lord
and Savior.
Is it Lord and Savior or Lord in Savior?
I think it's and. Lord
I think
and.
It's in.
What do you mean in Savior?
Because
it sounds like a film.
Lord and Savior.
Well, that sounds like an upcoming album of Lord. And it's going to be like, I was really more of a fan of Lord and Savior than I am of Lord and Melodrama.
I'm going to invent a new Jesus, but this one's Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And so that's trademark PFT commenter. And so the Catholic Church and nobody else can come at me. That's my own personal Jesus is a Lord and Savior.
What about the Judaism? They got the best lawyers. Let me say this. This is our last topic of the day. DJ Academics who is...
Again, you're making this up, right? How nerdy has popular music become? Your biggest rapper hasn't had a drink, and the best DJ is literally named after school. What the fuck is wrong with the... You aren't even millennials anymore.
It's progressive.
Who are the people after the post-millennials?
Yeah, it's progressive. Go with the flow.
All right, whatever. So tell me more about DJ Pop Quiz.
DJ Academics has been called an internet gangster.
Okay.
By real rapper Vic Mensa, because DJ Academics was commenting on, you know, like things going on in the rap game, murdering Chicago, these types of things. And basically, it's getting called out for Twitter fingers, basically, by Vic Mensa thoughts.
Internet gangster. So like IG instead of OG. The new OGs are IGs. I actually respect DJ Academics more after knowing that he can plug off a few solid tweets.
Would you consider yourself an IG?
I'm an IG and an OG. I'm both.
You're an original gangster.
I'm an OG that got a dial-up connection. Yeah.
What would you say you're more real, in the streets or in the tweets?
Probably in the tweets.
Okay.
I don't hang out in streets a lot.
Which is smart, because there's really no reason to.
Why would a guy hang out in a... That's why I've never understood that about rap music. Like, why are you standing in a street? I've got my ear on these streets. Why?
Like, keep your ear to the streets.
Go to the sidewalk. Like, hang out on, like, on your porch, or like
get some Bose headphones.
Go to your buddy's living room and just, like, you know, chop it up over there.
Put your ear to the ground there on the carpet.
Yeah, just enough with the street is an overused term.
What else? This is, I mean, we're done with topics, but just out of general interest, what else do you you see in music coming up nowadays? Like, anything else that you have a problem with?
I think ska is due for a comeback, right?
Who?
Ska? Ska music? Do you know what ska music is?
Can you play some ska music right now?
It's got like, it's like fast jazz. It's got the horns.
Yeah. What do you think? Why do you think it's on the rise?
Because I think it comes back every like 20 years. So it's been about 20 years since it was popular.
So it's like the bear market.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Popular music is due for a correction, yeah. And that correction bends. The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards ska.
Love that.
Is what I'm getting at.
Love that.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said that.
Okay, so this has been your happy birthday for today. That was PFC Commenter from Part of My Take. One place you won't find them, the streets.
Just be careful, Nala. Love ain't simple, Nala. Promise me no promises. Oh, Nala. Just be careful, Nala. Love ain't simple, Nala. Promise me no promises. Just be careful, Nala. Love ain't simple, Nala. promises. Oh, na-na, just be careful, na-na. Love ain't simple, na-na. Promise me no promises. In the water, but baby, we can't see the bottom. I just wanna dive in with you. I just wanna lie here with you. Oh, oh, na na, just be careful, na na. Love ain't simple, na na. Promise me no promises.
Promise me.
Oh, na na, just be careful.